But it's also true that we don't know what we've been missing until it arrives. Giving someone all your love is never an assurance that they love you back. Don't expect love in return. Just wait for it to grow in their heart. But if it doesn't, be content it grew in yours. There are things you'd love to hear that you would never hear from the person whom you would like to hear them from. But don't be so deaf as not to hear it from the one who says it from their heart. Never say goodbye if you still want to try. Never give up if you still feel you can go on. Never say you don't love a person anymore if you can't let go. Love comes to those who still hope, although they've been disappointed. To those who still believe, although they've been betrayed. To those who still need to love, although they've been hurt before. And to those who have the courage and faith to build trust again. It takes only a minute to get a crush on someone, an hour to like someone, and a day to love someone. But it takes a lifetime to forget someone. Don't go for looks, they can deceive. Don't go for wealth, even that fades away. Go for someone who makes you smile, because it takes only a smile to make a dark day seem bright. Hope you find the someone that makes you smile.
Today on Shabnam Radio, we will be opening up the lines so you too can pledge your support in helping the family that lost their home and everything to that terrible fire. Please help us out as we try to raise some funds so that they can build a home once again, so they can have warmth and shelter. Our lines will be open today on WTOR 770 AM from 1 o'clock, Shabnam Radio.
Again, we want to say thank you to all those who pledged, and I'm sure many of you are thinking of the family and sending your love via prayers. We say thank you indeed. I have all the names here, the phone numbers, the amount. We will be in contact with you. You heard last person to call was Mumtaz, who always calls and sing on the program. He pledged $50, and with that we were up to just short of $374, which I'm sure we will be able to get. So I wanted to share something regarding the coronavirus, and it talks about preventing at least as much as possible what we could do to boost our immune system, not only for the corona, but any of the viruses that would knock us out with the flu that is so common around this time. I think it's very, very interesting, and if you would listen a little bit, and we'd pause for a little bit and share this information with you. It's just about 8 minutes long, and I think it's important that we prepare ourselves, and at least apart from the tips they would give us here, anything we can pass on to help each other prevent us from getting any of these viruses that is amiss among us right now. Again, take a listen, and hope it's useful. Those of you on medication, you might want to consult with your doctors before, but take a listen, okay? During this time, if you would like to call me at 416-620-1778, that's 416-620-1778, or you can text me at 416-832-7293.
You're having a great day. Well, with this current epidemic of the coronavirus all over, especially China and people who are leaving from China, we need to understand how this virus works so that we can take corrective and preventative action right now. It involves your immune system, and as we know that this is a virus which has never mutated in a human being before, which is why there is no current solution for it, and prevention is the best way. How we can keep our immune system strong is not just going to help us with the coronavirus, but everyday bugs that exist all around us. Pollution, contamination in food, and all of these things right now. So we need to understand that the coronavirus affects the upper respiratory system. Basically, some of the symptoms that you need to look out for are a runny nose accompanied by fever, coughs, headaches, a sore throat, basically a general feeling of feeling unwell, breathing issues and inflammations in the lungs, not to be confused with pneumonia. So we need to understand that this virus has an incubation period of about 14 days. So if you have any of these symptoms that are persisting for over 6 to 7 days, you must take medical intervention immediately, because the faster you solve this problem and boost your immune system, the better it's going to be for you. So let's go over a couple of things that we can do right now to boost our immunity, immunity of our parents, immunity of our kids, and little lifestyle changes that we should do irrespective of any virus happening in the world right now. Number one is washing your hands. You know, we grew up with this habit, but today most people have forgotten about it. They take out a really cheap sanitizer and they think by, you know, sanitizing their hands, which is actually taking out all of your microbes and lowering your immune system over time, that doesn't work. The good old soap and water is the best way to do it. You're traveling, you don't have access to that. You want to use an essential oil-based sanitizer that really just takes away what it needs to take, leaving your microbes in place most of the time. Keep your hands and fingers away from your mouth, your nose, your eyes. If you constantly have the habit of, you know, playing with your nose or your eyes or rubbing your face, you want to make sure you don't do this without washing your hands. Of course, you want to try to avoid close contact with people who have these kinds of symptoms. Avoid crowded places. If you must be in a crowded place, airport, it is safer for you to wear a mask at any point. Avoid consumption of raw foods at this point, especially raw vegetables, raw meat, raw eggs, and all of that stuff. And like I said, wear a mask wherever you can, especially on an airplane and crowded places. Now let's talk about the top antiviral foods that you can add into your diet right now. Like I said, whether you're sick, whether you're looking at boosting your immune system, the one thing that we need to ingrain into our subconscious mind is your immune system is your first and last line of defense in the human body. Your kids, you, your parents, your immune system has to be strong. You can be the fittest person, but you can still get seriously sick if you have a low immune system. Number one, garlic. We need to understand that garlic is a powerful antiviral. You can eat this raw, you can mash it, you can put it in your drinks, you can put it into your soups, you can mix it with a tablespoon of honey. In fact, chopped garlic stored in honey, good raw unpasteurized honey, for 2 to 3 days and have a garlic clove every single day is a fantastic way to boost your immunity, your immune system, to basically fight virals. Star anise is a spice. It's a flower-shaped spice. And this contains something called shikimic acid. The same shikimic acid is used by pharmaceuticals to basically manufacture something called Tamiflu. As you know, Tamiflu is used for the influenza virus. Shikimic acid in the star anise is super powerful as an antiviral. So you need to understand, you can take star anise and you can boil it in water, add it to your teas, boil it with your tea, make a concoction, make an infusion. If you're brewing green tea or black tea, you want to put that in or put it in your food. But the best way to extract shikimic acid is by boiling it. So this is great for your system as well. So is ginger. So if you just take mashed ginger, you put star anise, you make a concoction out of that, add a little bit of raw unpasteurized honey, that's great for your immune system and viruses at any given point. Coconut oil. You can cook in pure cold-pressed coconut oil, or you can have it even raw. This contains caprylic acid and lauric acid, two components which are essential in boosting your immune system to fight virals. And then we have resveratrol-rich foods. You'll find this in black grapes, raw cacao, supplement form pistachios, black raisins, and of course a glass of wine, which I don't advise you to drink if you're sick, you know. So the idea is you'll even find it in strawberries. And then, of course, we have vitamin C-rich foods. So you can have it in amla, lemon, citrus foods, green peppers, yellow peppers, red peppers, or, of course, a vitamin C supplement. So these are the quickest ways that you can boost your system right now. There's a beautiful antiviral soup that we like to put a lot of our cancer patients on, especially post-chemo, because their immune systems are very, very low. So you have sweet potato. I'll share these notes after the video. You have sweet potato, you have garlic, you have spring onions, you have parsley and rosemary. You make this into a soup and it is fantastic for boosting your immune system, especially when you have a cold, a flu, and a viral. Now, antiviral herbs are like oregano, tulsi. This grows abundantly in our country, and you can buy the dried oregano, you can buy the dried thyme, you can buy the dried tulsi, or even the fresh tulsi. And these are highly antiviral. You can make a tea out of it, you can put it into your curries, but they're great for respiratory health. Now, in case you have a mucus problem and you find constantly that you have a lot of mucus in you, the sooner you break down this mucus, the better it is, because the more mucus you have in your lungs, you literally create a breathing ground for virals, viruses, bacteria, and pathogens. So a strong immune system also relies on very little mucus in your system. The easiest way to break down mucus in your system is, again, ginger, garlic, taking a tablespoon of thyme, taking a tablespoon of oregano, making a tea out of this and drinking it. That loosens up the mucus, and then you can cough it out, or you have a runny nose and it comes out of your nose at the same time. You can also use essential oils, inhaling essential oils like thyme, oregano, sage, eucalyptus, star anise essential oils. Get it in the diffuser, keep it in your room, because the more you keep inhaling this, the more mucus release and breakdown happens into your system. Over and above this, common points to keep your immune system strong. Maintain your vitamin D3 levels. If you have low vitamin D3 levels, you have low immunity. So please understand, no amount of popping superfood capsules and eating superfoods will help if your basic vitamins are deficient in the human body. You need good vitamin D3 levels. You need a good probiotic or a prebiotic, because you want to keep your gut healthy. The healthier your gut, the stronger your immune system. You don't have to do prebiotic and probiotic supplements. You can get it from your natural prebiotic foods like apple cider vinegar, onion, garlic, sakura, your pickled vegetables, kimchi, or you can get your probiotics from your yogurt, a good, organic, nice, ethically produced yogurt, or you can get it from rice congee, beetroot congee, or a supplement if you don't want to do that. The quickest way to lower your immune system and the quickest way to boost your immune system is get off white sugar. And right now, people who are infected with this or people who live in this country must stop sugar completely. Because like I said, it's not about what you feed yourself to boost your immune system. It's what you take away that is destroying your immune system. And white sugar is at the top of that list. So you cut down white sugar right away if you want to keep your immune system strong, especially now. Okay? And then, of course, the minerals that boost immunity are zinc and selenium. You can find zinc and selenium in a supplement, or you can find it in almonds, pumpkin seeds, sunflower seeds, okay, pistachios, cashew nuts, of course, unsalted. So these are little things that we can do coupled with good exercise. You want to keep that blood circulating and, of course, proper sleep. Your immune system can only repair itself and get stronger when you are in a state of complete rest, which is when you are sleeping. So you do these things, you empower your own intelligence of your human body to protect you, and hopefully all of us will be safe out there. Have a great day, everyone. Until next time, eat smart, move more, sleep right, and breathe deep.
Visit Dairy Auto Repairs for all general automotive repairs, whether it's oil change or an engine change. Call Dairy Auto Vika 905-840-5888. Leave all your automotive repairs and service to their team of licensed mechanics. Reliable service and honest pricing is what make them stand out among the competition. Dairy Auto Repairs, 15 Fisherman Drive, Unit 34 in Brampton. Dairy Auto Repair, doing it right.
Jazz Supermarket in Brampton is the preferred place to shop for all your Caribbean grocery needs. You are guaranteed fresh fruits and vegetables as shipments arrive twice a week. Whether you're sending a barrel, money, or just need to find a certain ingredient to get that back home taste, Jazz Supermarket has it all. You can even stock up with poultry or meat from the halal meat counter, CDs, gift items, or fresh bread and pastries from the bakery. Caribbean jewelry and ready-made casual clothing now available. Senior discount card holders get a 5% discount. Come visit Jazz Supermarket, 9025 Torbram Road at the corner of Queen and Torbram in Brampton, where friendly service awaits you.
Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full-body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
for all your life's issues related to business, health, family, depression, marriage, wealth or drinking. Come to Pandit Nandaji.
Pandit Nandaji, an expert in palm reading, removing of black magic, evil spirits and jadu.
Call world famous astrologer Pandit Nandaji for all your problems at 647-822-9607. That's 647-822-9607.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Visit Lapakan.com.
The Shiva Ganesh Mandir at 16 Reagan Road, Unit Number 44 in Brampton, cordially invite you and your family to attend a 9 session of Shiva Puran Yagna, commencing on Saturday, 15th of February, and concluding on the 23rd. Remember, time is from 6 to 9 p.m. nightly, and the last day, Sunday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Officiating brilliant pundit out of Trinidad and Tobago, Narad Gosain. Please make an effort to attend. For more information, call Brother Ban Singh 416-409-7464. Until then, Jai Sitaram.
बने चाहे दुश्मन जमाना हमारा, बने चाहे दुश्मन जमाना हमारा.
Well, friends, we want to say thank you again to the so many of you. I have all the names. It's scribbled down, but I wanted to... Mala, Shanti James, Shazim and Gil, Zahir, Rishi also, Jerry and Asha. Listen, I have the names, I just have to get it all done. But thank you very, very much. Also, my mother Lazina called, and because we were odd number with the 74, she said she would bring it up to even amount. So thank you, mommy, for that one. On behalf of Justin and Nadia, my daughter and son, I'm giving $100 also for that. With all of that, and we got from Mala Ramlogan, just phone in off the air at $50, and I told you Mumtaz also pledged another $50. So we want to say thank you, and that pretty much brings up to, and I'm guaranteeing, I'm going to say we will make up the $2,500. We're about $200 now short of the $2,500, which I'm sure we would get. So I have Terry Gadraj on the phone. Terry, how are you doing, my brother?
Very good, thank you, Richard, and I want to thank you so much and all your listeners for the initiative you have taken in helping this poor family. Thank you so much, Richard. God bless you and your listeners.
Well, you know, Terry, as I said, the funds we are trying to gather to send to you for the Save Abbey and Restoring Paradise, two solid foundation, and whatever, I'm guaranteeing $2,500, we would make sure we get that amount on to you. But again, to the older listeners who pledged, thank you. Hold on, so I get a call. Let's see, you never know. Hi, who we have on the line?
Mamu.
Hello.
I give you $100.
This is Mr. Hardin?
Yes, sir. I leave it up by your Aravia Charlie's.
Okay, Mr. Hardin, who pledged already for Terry, right?
Yeah.
He did already. He pledged already for Terry.
No. I'm going to leave it at the...
thank you.
Charlie's. I'm going to leave it at the Charlie's for you.
Thank you, Mr. Hardin. So we only short 100 again. Thank you so much.
Okay.
God bless you. All right. So, Terry, I'm sure doesn't mind putting on hold to get a little extra money. So we just short $100 now to make the 25. And everybody will honor their pledges. So, Terry, you know... This is why when we have solid transparency and accountability, people don't mind sending the money to organization like that. So tell us today what has been put in place, because I know that you were looking for a piece of land. Somebody asked, how come they don't have land where the old house was on? I said they could have been squatting, I don't know. So I thought I would ask you that.
Sure, absolutely. And you know, being that Mr. Hardin called, well, you know, Ms. Fadinante, you know.
Yes, so. I know.
And I got to tell you, initially, all his daughters, you know, Marilyn, I mean, all the names, they all donated $100. When I went for Christmas, remember when I tell you I went for the orphans' Christmas party, they all donated $100 each. And that is what we used to give the kids a very happy Christmas. We bought them toys and clothes and chocolates and things. So the family is doing a phenomenal job. And he also made another donation previously. So we want to thank him so much and the entire family.
Phantom.
Richard, to answer your question. Yeah, Richard, go ahead.
No, Mr. Phantom, they know him as Phantom. Whenever I go, he is an answering machine. You have reached Phantom. He's a ghost man, you know.
Yes, from Craig Village in Guyana.
All right. So, yes, back to the family.
Yes. Now, the family, the land was a leased land. It was a rich, there's a rich guy in Mykonee who owns a lot of land. And, you know, he leased it out to the poor people. So they leased the land and they built their own house. So in this case, very suspicious, very sad. The fire was set on the house, and people are saying it's because they wanted the people to get off the land because the gentleman sold the land to someone else who wanted to take over the land.
It's alleged.
So, it's alleged. And you know, poor people, who they're going to go fight and dispute and whatever. Mm. But main thing in our case is leave out all the politics. We just wanted to get them some help because, like Mr. Hardin, that lady is seven daughters. Mm-hmm. Seven daughters and, you know, girls. I posted the pictures, and Richard, thank you for posting those pictures so we can educate the public as to what's happening. But yes, that house is burned down, and they're all cramped up in one daughter house right in Mykonee. And when I was there, we went and we looked at the lot, that got the house that got burned. We also scoped out where they have land that they can buy. And so that's our main objective. First thing, you get a land, and then we'll try to raise money to build a house. Oh, and one other thing, Richard, there is a gentleman named Jason Babulal. His father-in-law lives in Crabwood Creek in Guyana, and they have a construction company. So they offer to help with materials to build the house. So I don't know how much, but at least they gave an initial offer to help.
Terry, and let me just say, make a list, and all those people, we'd like to share their story. We'd like to expose their goodwill on the television, on the radio. Let them know that the kindness wouldn't go unnoticed. And please document it also. We can afford to share and show off to the world the people who are involved in giving their love and kindness.
And Richard, that is something I love to do. A lot of people say, don't do it, leave the cameras home. But if we don't do that, how are we going to educate the community? Hmm. We are not making the people feel. In many cases when I go and I don't post a picture of someone, they're upset at me. Why you don't post my picture? Blah, 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 blah.
No, but I think too, giving charity, it doesn't have to affect the family. We don't want to show them. Like when I see people giving a hamper, we don't know if it has a bottle of water and two loaf of bread and they have a bag, and they're taking pictures of these people like up close and showing them and who they are. I don't like that. I like, you know, discreetly help.
Like I
Who we could help discreetly. But in this case, we are talking those who give. Let's show a report. We can show the post. We can show the land. We can show the contractor, their names, the people who volunteer to come mix a concrete and nail a piece of wood. Show them off so they would feel good and their families could see their effort and energy going into a love and a great project.
Totally agreed, Richard. If you look at my Facebook page, you will see I listed publicly everybody who donated, whether it's a $10 or a $50. I love to acknowledge it so everybody knows what's going. Even the recipients, the family in Guyana, they can keep...
Terry, I have to put you on hold 1 second, okay, please. Anytime the phone ringing, I have to grab it. Hi, who we have on the line?
It's Shami, how are you?
Shami? Very good, brother.
I called to donate some money to you.
Okay, how much, Shami?
I'll donate $100.
Perfect. That would make us our $2,500, and we have Terry on the line so he could hear. God bless you. What's your phone number?
647.
Sorry, 647.
209.
4744. That's 647-209-4744, right?
Yes.
Shami, thank you, my brother. You made my day. Thank you to all those who pledged, and we'll be calling you, and God bless you and your families. Thank you so much.
Can I leave the money by Charlie?
Are you in the Scarborough?
Yes.
If you could leave it by Ken Jewelry in an envelope, put your name and phone number. That'd be great.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you, man. Now, that's what we're talking about. Thank you, guys. Terry, that's it. And I'm sure everybody will honor their pledges, and we'll make sure we get that money on to you. Another thing is, when are we looking for this project so we can get a little update? Because I know you're doing a fundraiser in New York, a Valentine event.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. We're doing that on the 15th of February, mm-hmm. and then the following week, I will be going to Guyana. And that's when I want to take the money myself personally and present it to the folks in Guyana.
Can I ask you something? Giving the money to the family, is it not easier and better like to pay for the material, make sure we get the land? Because handing the money over to family members, I'm not saying they wouldn't know how to manage it, but I think, they would have needs, and you don't know where the money might go sometimes, you know?
Correct. And yes, Richard, I thought of that. And what I'll be doing is we will be paying for the land. The person who is selling them the land, we will personally meet with them.
Hold on one second, Kenton. Hold on one second. You never know. I hope you have on the line.
Richard, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Who I have to give the money to in Brampton?
I live in Brampton, but if you want, you could drop it off at Authentic Trini Cuisine for me. With your name and phone number.
All right. Can I do it on Monday?
Anytime, because I want to get it done quick. Thanks, sir. All right.
Okay, bye.
Yes, sorry, Terry. Yeah, Terry.
Yes, Mr. Richard. And let me interrupt and say thank you to all these kind people, all your listeners who are calling. And Richard, you have done a phenomenal job in such a short time. You know, you were able to raise that amount of money on your radio program, Shabnam Radio. So thank you very much. And to answer your question, Richard, yes, the money, we will personally go there and pay for the land.
And then for the construction, because I remember when I took you and you performed for the Anna Katrina, I walked through that orphanage, and I tell you, I couldn't stop crying. I was breathlessly crying. I couldn't even look at the kids. And I remember where the kids walking, there was this lady walking with her hands folded, some crook in an Indian pit. And there was an argument, somebody stole flour. And they were arguing, the adults. And they were talking about the flour thing. And then they asked if I could help raise some money with the playground. So I said, no, I wouldn't be able to. I'd rather get the computer system with the cameras so the directors could take a look and keep a watch over the children. And if there's any abuse or any theft, they could monitor that. I'd rather put money there. They didn't want to take me up on that offer. But when they approach you, I told you, Terry, if they ask for a piece of pipe to put a street light on, give them the pipe. Don't go. And you did a great job in providing them with that playground and all the amenities to get that up and running. And I would only suggest the same. If we're building a project, whether you get involved with the hardware store locally and pay for the number of bags of cement or wood or lumber, I think is one way. And then appoint the contractor who would be going, and we do it in a really way that we could keep tabs, because giving the money to the families, I'm sure we could send some money to get them going with their day-to-day livelihood, help them out, bring some relief. But I would think that the money we're raising, it should definitely be managed by someone on the ground to make sure it goes to the project as assigned.
Totally agree, Richard. And on a side note, Richard, you sound like one Guyanese boy. What am I going to say? You're from Trinidad, and looking from things back then with the Anna Katrina and the school, all the orphanages there, you've helped. Because of you, we were able to help that orphanage, Shaheed Girls Orphanage and the Boys Orphanage, and
you know, we've been doing. So thank you, Richard. I mean, you look out for everybody, you know, and that's how I believe, you know, human beings in life should be, you know, very open-minded, and wherever help is needed, you help. You don't have to be a certain race or a certain nationality. So thank you so much, bro. Thank
well, we look forward to getting updates. So definitely we would get the funds over to you. And again, we would, you know, Terry, it's only fair that the people, whatever little we are sending, we get a little bit of updates as to how things are going. There was one gentleman, Terry Sa, called in, and he wanted to know if he could send some stuff for the family direct. So I tried to get a number where you could contact him and discuss that also. Whatever they might in urgent need for, he would be able to assist in that way also.
Absolutely, Richard. And if I may make one more appeal, if anyone know any doctors or anyone in the medical profession, one of the daughters, her hand got caught in a minibus. You know, they were always so overcrowded in Guyana, and she was hanging, but no, that hand, she cannot use it at all. And they said it's a pinched nerve. And I do have pictures posted, which you also shared, Richard. You know, if anyone has any contact with any doctors, medical personnel, anybody who might be able to help this pretty little girl to get the use of her arm, her right arm again, it would be really fabulous.
You know what, we definitely would continue searching and make an effort. And again, like we did today, with the love of our listeners and who have pledged, and there are many more who would offer prayer for the family, we say thank you. And Terry, continue doing what you're doing, my friend, and I look forward to working with you on this and other projects. And God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you and all your wonderful listeners. God bless you guys. I cannot thank you enough. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
I remember there is no me without you. Thank
well,
you.
Well, wait, talking about saying thank you, thank you. Why don't you? I think they would be happy if you sing them. One of your, you know, we don't ever get to hear Joni was a girl. Come, let me do a song for them.
You know, I posted all my love songs. I mean, like 4 volumes. It's out there. Check it out on YouTube. But yes, we can sing a little piece. Let me sing the Hindi one first.
Okay.
I made it dil na daan. Oh, my darling, why you leave me and you gone? And then I have, lay your troubles on my shoulder. Put your worries in my pocket. Rest your love on me a while. And roses are red, my love. Violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love. But not as sweet as you. Let me say happy Valentine's to everybody.
Thank you, Terry. God bless you, my brother. We love you. Take care.
Thank you. Love you too, bro. Thank you.
Terry G, as we call him. Hey, well, don't forget, Valentine's coming up. And next week would be at Calypso Hut as the Canada Premier Softball Cricket League present their first fundraising dinner and dance. I want to say thank you to all the guys and girls who supported this telethon. We'd be making the presentation at that event. We'd get them to hand over the funds for us. Thank you again to Munir and Shabana and Amar and Patrick. Hey, don't forget to get tickets for the dinner and dance coming up next week, Saturday at Calypso. $20 includes a meal, great music, and a nice lineup of DJ. Call Munir at 416-910-9912. That's 416-910-9912. And also coming up is Kishore, Coconut, Mr. Coconut. We've been playing that commercial. It's coming up, Ambi Care, a beautiful event, dinner and dance at the classy Clearport Banquet Hall coming up. Did you get your tickets yet? You would make your Valentine so happy. Get your tickets. And once again, thank you, everybody. God bless you. And listen, mwah! Big hug and kiss to all of you. Whether you give or not, but especially for those of you who phoned and made us feel so special today on the program. God bless you and your families. Well, next week we'll have the roll call of all the names with our thanks again. It's plus one right now. And to make you feel like the wind is blowing through your hearts, I'm going to play this one for you. Enjoy this selection with our thanks. This one compliments Kishore and Jenny and the folks who's bringing you their Valentine event coming up. Get your tickets.
दिल का रिश्ता बड़ा ही प्यारा है कितना पागल ये दिल हमारा है
हम तो एक दूसरे के मरते हैं हम तो एक दूसरे के मरते हैं जानता ये जहां
This is a radical. On your anniversary, we wish you God's choicest blessing. Happy, happy wedding anniversary.
And KNG Entertainment presents Halloween Valentine's Dinner and Dad inside of an upscale and classy venue at Clearport Place Banquet and Convention Center on Saturday, February 15th, 2020. Enjoy mind-blowing lollipop poop performance by Alexandra Leger, live performances, cocktail reception, dinner buffet, photo booth, prizes, and a special prize for best dressed couple. Halloween Valentine's Dinner and Dad. See you there.
Authentic Trini Foods, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton. Remember the phone number, 905-791-2747. You never know when you would need some good Chatak's Home Cooked Food. Whether it's for a big or small occasion, give Sandra a call, 905-791-2747. For lunch or dinner, drop by and pick up some tasty, delicious food, 905-791-2747. That's Authentic Trini Food, 1650 William Parkway in Brampton.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan.
Visit lapakan.com.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Centre, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Centre, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Centre, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
The Shiva Ganesh Mandir at 16 Regan Road, Unit Number 44 in Brampton, cordially invite you and your family to attend a 9 session of Shiva Puran Yagna, commencing on Saturday, 15th of February, and concluding on the 23rd. Remember, time is from 6 to 9 p.m. nightly, and the last day, Sunday, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Officiating, brilliant pundit out of Trinidad and Tobago, Narad Gosain. Please make an effort to attend. For more information, call Brother Ban Singh, 416-409-7464. Until then, Jai Sitaram.
For all your life's issues related to business, health, family, depression, marriage, wealth, or drinking, come to Pandit Nandaji.
Pandit Nandaji, an expert in palm reading, removing of black magic, evil spirits, and jadu.
Call world-famous astrologer Pandit Nandaji for all your problems at 647-822-9607. That's
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road, extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke. Well, as we get set to head into the last 15 minutes of the program, this is compliments our friends at Charlie's at Morningside and Shepherd, and Charlie's West Indian Groceries and Authentic Cuisine, their restaurant, with the thanks from Charlie and Ravi and staff.
आना पड़ेगा जो वादा किया वो निभाना पड़ेगा तरसती निगाहों ने आवाज दी है मोहब्बत की राहों ने आवाज दी है जाने हया जाने अदा छोड़ो तरसाना तुमको आना पड़ेगा जो वादा किया वो निभाना पड़ेगा
ये माना हमें जैसे जाना पड़ेगा
जो वादा किया
we go to Rit Finite Planet. Go ahead, my sister. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, Richard. How are you?
Good. You sound a little bit dong today. What's up?
I know. How did you recognize? You recognize my voice, I guess.
Yes,
right?
And we're going to fix that right now.
I was so sick for a few days. I had sore throat and all, like cough and cold. It was so
You're working
much.
Too hard.
Yeah, still I was, you know, last week I was, I think I didn't come on air on your show too, so I was not feeling well, and Rohit was upset, like, who's going to go on radio? Then I'm like, okay, I can't. I couldn't even speak a single word.
Well, now you're good a little, and give us still, the good word, give us the good news.
Sure. So, I'm sorry. I'll try my best if you can get my things. And we have a good deals this weekend because we got additional discount from Ashley as well. And a few more items we put on display on our store as well. Because Ashley sofa sets and dining sets and bedroom sets, a few items are on display like we just put in this new year. And apart from that, we got additional offers from Ashley, like we are offering same to the customer. So that is almost a 60% discount on the new items. On new arrivals, like, it's very surprising that we are getting a discount. Normally, we don't get any discount on new arrivals, right? So this weekend is a very special offer. We are getting additional discount on new arrivals. And on top of it, if you get more stuff, so we have financing option available, as I always tell you. Like, if you don't want to pay all together, so you can get financing, like, for 6 months equal payment, and for 12 months equal payment plan, you can get it and go for it. So after that, we have bunk beds for kids and kitchen adjustable bar stools, decor items, and area rugs as well in different sizes, color patterns. And if you want to check our products on our website, you can go on ritzfurnitureplanet.ca. And if you want to go on Facebook Marketplace, we have all the advertisements up to date over there with pricing. You can just check in, Ms. Sanchez, if you have any questions. So you can put your question. Our sales team is always online to reply. And you can call us at 905-232-7489. And our address is Ritz Furniture, 5200 Dixie Road, Mississauga. Phone number, once again, I'm telling you, 905-232-7489. And one last thing, I always keep it for you. So bring any flyer. We don't match the price. We beat it.
Beat it indeed. And beat that call, and I hope you feel better.
Oh, sorry?
I said feel better. I hope you feel better
soon.
Oh,
yeah, sure, sure, sure. I will, definitely.
All the best.
And all the best to you,
thank
too.
Thank you
so much. Bye.
Hope you feel better.
Bye.
And thank you for holding, my brother. Go ahead with your greeting.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I would like to say a happy greetings to my friend Stanley and Harry.
Both of them celebrating their birthdays?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and what's your name?
Yusuf.
Yusuf, well, thank you for calling. I hope they're listening. Let me play them a nice song, okay?
And Walaikum Salaam.
Walaikum Assalam, brother. This is Yusuf sending out to his boys on their birthday. Happy, happy birthday, guys.
तेरे होठों के दो फूल प्यारे प्यारे तेरे होठों के दो फूल प्यारे प्यारे मेरे प्यार की बहारों के नजारे अब मुझे चमन से क्या लेना क्या लेना
तेरी आंखों के दो तारे प्यारे प्यारे मेरी रातों के चमकते सितारे अब मुझे गगन से क्या लेना क्या लेना
तेरे होठों के दो फूल प्यारे प्यारे तेरी काया कंचन कंचन
किरणों का है जिसमें बसेरा, तेरी ताकत महकी महकी, तेरी जुल्फों में खुशबू का डेरा, तेरा महके अंग अंग जैसे सोने में सुगंध, मुझे चंदन बन के क्या लेना क्या लेना,
तेरी आंखों के दो तारे प्यारे प्यारे, मेरी रातों के चमकते सितारे।
जिस गली में तेरा घर न हो बालमा, उस गली से हमें तो गुजरना नहीं, जो डगर तेरे द्वारे पे जाती न हो, उस डगर पे हमें पांव रखना नहीं, जिस गली में तेरा घर न हो बालमा। जिंदगी में कई रंग रलियां सही, हर तरफ मुस्कुराती ये गलियां सही, जिंदगी में कई रंग रलियां सही, हर तरफ मुस्कुराती ये गलियां सही, खूबसूरत बहारों की गलियां सही, जिस चमन में तेरे पग में कांटे चुभे।
Well, we're coming close to the end of the program, and I have to remind you again about HD Renovation Inc., the man to call, Manjur. Telephone number 416-575-6560. That's 416-575-6560. Remember, from beginning to end, from drywall to design, plumbing, electrical, they can do it all. And by the way, they are now offering financing. So if you want to have finance the project, you can give him a call. He can come out and see you, book an appointment, bring his tape, bring his measurements, and I do start making things happen, okay? Get your permits, application inside, all of that. Now, even if you have a basement already completed and is not up to municipal codes, he can get that done for you, okay? He can retrofit it so that it would be up to par. So give him a call, 416-575-6560. That's 416-575-6560.
All your life's issues related to business, health, family, depression, marriage, wealth, or drinking, come to Pandit Nandaji.
Pandit Nandaji, an expert in palm reading, removing of black magic, evil spirits, and jadu.
Call world-famous astrologer Pandit Nandaji for all your problems at 647-822-9607. That's 647-822-9607. Located at Queen and Kennedy, 212 Queen Street East in Brampton.
Well, we've been hearing about Pandit. Apparently, a lot of you have been calling, and that's good. I hope it works out for you. Again, Pandit Nandaji is on Queen Street. Just upstairs, a Money Mart. Drop by and see him if you need to, or give him a call. Well, friends, again, thank you, thank you, thank you, and your families. We pray that God bless you, that none of us has to go through what these people are going through that lost their home. So again, we pray that God continue to bless us all and keep us safe indeed.
Gaata rahe mera dil, tu hi meri
कहीं बीते ना ये रातें कहीं बीते ना ये दिन कहीं बीते ना ये रातें कहीं बीते ना ये दिन
गाता रहे मेरा दिल तू ही मेरी मंजिल कहीं बीते ना ये रातें कहीं बीते ना ये दिन कहीं बीते ना ये रातें.
Well, we'll be back here again next week. Those of you who missed the television program this morning, remember you can still catch it on E-Awaaz Official, that's on the app, or you just type in www.eawaaztv and you can catch us every Saturday on your computers, smart TVs, E-Awaaz TV. Those of you who have the IP box, look for us on E-Awaaz TV under the Pakistani listing. You'll find us there. We're also on the Amazon Fire Stick and so many other platforms. That's Tuesday 7 to 8, 1 hour we are on. Again, thanking God Almighty for making it all possible. I can't say enough how much we appreciate those of you who stood with us and stand up and are sending some funds to help bring some relief and comfort soon to the family. God bless you. God bless you indeed. Next week we'll have all the names compiled and we'll be able to single you out and say thank you again, alright? God bless you. To my mother Lazina Mami, thank you for your donation and God bless you and we love you, Ma. Well, that's all the time we have. Richard Aziz saying thanking God Almighty for making it all possible. You for inviting me into your homes and into your hearts. Until next time, Dhanyavaad, Shukriya, Khuda Hafiz. Assalamu alaikum.
मेरी बाह थामे चलना बदले दुनिया सारी तुम ना बदलना
प्यार हमें भी सिखला देगा.
The views expressed on the preceding program may not necessarily be those of the owner or management of WTOR radio station.
नए साल के लिए देख रहे हैं घर के लिए खूबसूरत फर्नीचर या फिर गिफ्ट्स तो फिर पहुंचिए कंप्लीट होम फर्नीचर एंड अप्लायंसेस कंफर्टेबल अफोर्डेबल यूनिक फर्नीचर वॉल आर्ट्स पेंटिंग्स सेंटरपीसेस लैंप्स एंड ऑल अदर गिफ्ट्स कोई भी फर्नीचर का स्टाइल और डिजाइन किसी भी कीमत को बीट करेंगे लार्ज कलेक्शन वैरायटी टू चूज फ्रॉम कंप्लीट होम फर्नीचर एंड अप्लायंसेस www.completehomefurnish.com स्टील्स एंड रदरफोर्ड के इंटरसेक्शन पर कंप्लीट होम फर्नीचर एंड अप्लायंसेस एक बार विजिट जरूर कीजिए आई गारंटी यू विल सेव अ लॉट.
डाइवोर्स या कस्टडी दी लड़ाई जिंदगी दी सब तो औखी लड़ाई हुंदी है क्योंकि तुसी उस शख्स नाल लड़ रहे हुंदे हो जिस नाल तुहाडा घर परिवार ते तुहाडे बच्चे सांझे ने. उस वक्त कई सवाल उठते ने कि प्रॉपर्टी किस कोल जाएगी कस्टडी किस नु मिलेगी ते जिंदगी दी सब तो प्यारी दौलत बच्चे किस कोल रहनगे.
SNS लॉयर्स को इन सारे सवालों दे जवाब ते तुहाडे हक ले लड़न वास्ते लियाकत है. अपने हक जानन ले या सलाह लेन ले आज ही SNS लॉयर्स नु कॉल करो 416-655-2000.
ਘਰ ਨਵਾਂ ਹੈ ਜਾਂ ਪੁਰਾਣਾ ਉਹਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਵਧੀਆ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਲੱਗੇ ਹੋਣ ਤਾਂ ਹੋਰ ਵੀ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤ ਹੋ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਹੈ. ਕੈਲੀਫੋਰਨੀਆ ਸ਼ਟਰ ਬਲਾਈਂਡਸ ਵਰਟੀਕਲਸ ਰੋਲਰ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਹਨੀਕੈਂਪਸ ਪਲੀਟਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ. ਇਸ ਤੋਂ ਇਲਾਵਾ ਕਿਸੇ ਵੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਦੇ ਪਰਦੇ ਲਵਾਉਣਾ ਚਾਹੁੰਦੇ ਹੋ ਤਾਂ ਇਹਨਾਂ ਨਾਲ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ. ਪਿਛਲੇ 30 ਸਾਲ ਦਾ ਤਜਰਬਾ ਖੂਬਸੂਰਤੀ ਵਧਾਉਣ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਘਰ ਦਾ ਬਿਜਲੀ ਦਾ ਬਿੱਲ ਵੀ ਘੱਟ ਆਵੇਗਾ. ਦ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਆਊਟਲੈਟ .com ਤੇ ਸੰਪਰਕ ਕਰੋ ਜਾਂ ਫਿਰ 416-803-1043 416-803-1043 ਦ ਬਲਾਈਂਡ ਸ਼ੇਡਸ ਆਊਟਲੈਟ .com. खुशखबरी हुण तुहानू अपने प्यारियां नू पैसे भेजण लई किते जाण दी लोड़ नहीं। Zoom ने पैसे भेजण दी प्रक्रिया नू बहुत आसान कर दिता है। XOOM Zoom अपने फोन ते XOOM ऐप डाउनलोड करो अते अपनी उंगली दे एक इशारे नाल पैसे भारत पाकिस्तान भेजो। Zoom XOOM मनी ट्रांसफर भारत दीआं मुख बैंकां विच पैसे सीधे तौर ते ट्रांसफर करन दी सहूलत दिंदा है। नाल ही कैश पिकअप करो। याद रखो डालर दा वधिया रेट आसान अते फास्ट सर्विस अते पैसे भेजो बिना किसी कमीशन ते। XOOM Zoom एक पेपल सर्विस तेज अते सुरक्षित मनी ट्रांसफर। Zoom XOOM
आप सुन रहे हैं WTR 770 AM सासोबास ब्रॉडकास्टिंग सर्विस 24/7। हमारे रेडियो और टीवी की सर्विस के लिए विजिट कीजिए eawaz.com या डाउनलोड कीजिए फ्री eawaz।